Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 120 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get to today's question from Eric, I do want to mention and thank today's amazing sponsor, which is FreshBooks, the easy cloud accounting solution, which is helping millions of people, including myself and small business owners, save time with invoicing and being able to get paid faster. You can try FreshBooks right now for free. If you go to getfreshbooks.com, again, that's getfreshbooks.com, and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, you'll get a free trial. Seriously, it's one of the best things you could do if you're just starting out your business in terms of keeping track of your finances. I only wish I found it sooner. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Put Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Okay, now let's get to today's question from Eric.
Hey, Pat. This is Eric Dingler of ericdingler.com. My question is this. I have a blog post that I wrote when I was first starting out that's bringing in 25 to 30% of my daily search traffic. However, it's the single worst converting post I have. The reason I believe this is, like I said, I wrote it when I first started out, and it's not my greatest post by any means. Since then, I've tweaked on things and worked on things and learned things, and I have a structure now for my post that is just much better and gives the information better, and just it just works better now. So I'd like to go back and edit this post, but I don't want to break anything as far as the SEO goes. So I'm looking for some guidance of what can I go in and edit and change in this. So that as people find it, they're getting a much higher quality post. I'm hopefully increasing the conversions of the post, but I'm not breaking anything as far as SEO goes in the process. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much for your question. And I really think this is a good lesson for everybody out there to make sure that you go into your analytics and you see exactly what's happening. Eric, I'm so happy that you know exactly that there's this one article that is driving most of your traffic. A lot of people don't even understand that or get that far. So go into your analytics, people, and you'll discover things like this. And then you could know how to sort of, you know, adjust or pivot or what to do to make things even better, which is what Eric's trying to do here. So he has this post, Eric, or excuse me, I'm speaking to you. Eric, you have this post that is generating about 25 to 30% of your traffic. And you have since learned how to write better, how to provide value and give information better. You know, there's a lot of ways that people can or have sort of handled this thing in the past. A lot of times people are too afraid to touch these older articles because it is driving all this traffic. So what they do is they end up saying at the very top of those posts, hey, if you came from Google, which I think is a great thing to do. That's one thing that I think everybody should do. If there's a particular post that is generating a ton of traffic for you specifically from Google, one of the coolest things you could do is at the top of that page, it says, hey, if you came from Google, this is awesome because I'm here to help you figure out this. And that alone will help people keep moving forward in terms of, you know, just knowing that they're in the right spot for whatever it is they came for. And it's just cool that when you land on the page coming from somewhere that somebody knows where you came from. You know, it's sort of like they're in your head. And again, that's a great way to increase conversions down the page. Now, a lot of people, what I was going to say, do that, but then they say, I've created an updated version of this post. Click here to get it. So if that's at the beginning of the post, check out what happens. People see it. They're like, oh, cool. He knows I'm from Google. Oh, here's a new version of this post. Either I'm going to click away because that's another action I have to take and I came for that information on that page and so I'm leaving, or I click on that link and maybe I do get better information on that other page. However, my SEO sort of takes a hit because the time that's spent on that particular page goes down the drain. And so again, depending on when you listen to this, things may have changed in the algorithm, but there are a lot of things that matter in the Google algorithm in terms of SEO. And one of those things, and again, this is just one of several things, but one of those things is time on the site. Again, Google understands that if people come to a site and they're on it for 2 seconds, that it might not be worth something. So my recommendation, Eric, is to, yes, be careful about what you do here, but I would first be okay with knowing that you could change this. And I would go even further to say that you should change this because, you know, we all know that Google's trying to do their best to show and provide the best information. If you know that you can improve the information on this particular post, then you should be doing that. If you are just leaving it the way it is and it's not as helpful as it could be, then you are doing a disservice to those who are actually using it. And, you know, seriously, so what's getting you 25% of the traffic? If it's not converting for you, then what's the point? You know, so you have to work on the conversions on this page, which means changing some things around. I wouldn't link to a new post, but I would do what I can to change this existing post, although I would keep a few things in place. You know, making sure the structure of the post, if you have headers in there or subheaders, for example, I would keep those in there because those are things that often aren't looked for and are included in the algorithm in terms of semantic keywords and things like that. If that's over your head, don't worry about it, but just, you know, do what you can to sort of massage the post a little bit and try to get to a call to action maybe a little bit faster. That might be a result of, you know, the terrible conversions might be the result of your lack of writing experience. And as people go down the page, if you ask for the conversion or the call to action at the end, people might not have got to the end. So you want to make sure that you perhaps multiple times in that post ask for the email or whatever that call to action might be. I think it's really important. This is something I learned from Derek Halpern. He suggests on an about page, for example, to include multiple instances of an opt-in form. And you'd have permission to do that. It's not going to be crazy. Obviously, you don't want to be incredibly aggressive each and every time, but you can lead up to an opt-in form multiple times on one specific page. And that's what I would do. I mean, you might just even want to start with that. Just don't even change any text. I mean, I think I would change the top text like I talked about earlier. Hey, if you came from Google, awesome. Here's what you'll learn in this post. Keep reading. But as you go down, keep everything the same. Test this out for a week and see how the conversions go. Just add two or three. It depends on the length of the existing post, but add two or three more places to run that call to action. And try to make them somewhat strategic and spaced out. But that alone should increase your conversions. Especially if at this point it's terrible conversions. So I'm wondering, Eric, is the conversions right now only being asked for at the end? If you start to ask in a little bit in the beginning and then in the middle as well, I'm positive that it'll increase its conversions. Now, I don't think the SEO would be hurt or it wouldn't hurt at all if you were to improve the existing information that's on that page or even add to it as well. I don't think it's going to hurt it at all. What would hurt is if you start deleting everything and changing the whole thing around where it becomes a completely different article. I think perhaps you can take the purpose of that page and the existing content and just improve it, make it better, massage it, use better call to actions. You might even be okay with deleting stuff that is just superfluous or mentioned twice, you know. So do what you can to just make the content even more awesome and provide even more value than it already does. And I don't think you'll have anything to worry about, Eric. And again, like I said, I think the best bet here is to increase conversions by adding multiple call to actions within that particular post. So, Eric, good luck. Thank you. And I hope that answers your question. And I'm really interested to see how that helps. Again, I want to thank you, everybody out there, for listening to Ask Pat. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask from right there on the webpage using the SpeakPipe widget. You can just use your internal mic or any sort of headset that you might have. Of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks, again, an amazing cloud-based accounting software for your small business. It is seriously one of the biggest regrets I have is not getting on a software like this earlier, because I was doing everything on Excel before and by hand sometimes, and it was just such a mess. And when I finally got using FreshBooks, it really saved my life here. Now, if you go to getfreshbooks.com and put an Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you get a free trial. You get to actually try the software out, and I swear, as soon as you do, you're going to see how awesome it is. So again, getfreshbooks.com, use Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Oh, and if you create a lot of invoices in your business, this is going to help save your life too. I don't, but I know a lot of people who do use FreshBooks, and you know, I'm often on the receiving end of those invoices, and they do look great, and it does work really well. So again, getfreshbooks.com, Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section. Thanks again so much, and today's quote of the day comes from Carlos Castaneda. And he says, "The trick is in what one emphasizes. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same." Cheers. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.